Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Amen, amen, amen. First of all, to God who's the head of our life, welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Wednesday, Thursday. Woo-hoo, I get excited because these women of God come on here and show out. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 37 and 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Then I want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in, the United Kingdom, Mexico, definitely the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Jamaica, and Kenya. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can't openly praise God and worship him, but we're here on this side of the world praying and asking God to cover you while you cannot. You're not in this fight by yourself. Continue to stand on the word of God. No, it's not easy. I mean, we'll never tell you that, but we know it's well worth it. Remember, the Bible says, have faith the size of a mustard seed. It can move mountains. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. Continue to trust in him, and he will guide you in the right direction. Again, remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with Minister Thomas. Talk to you soon. Hold on.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful,
Lord. I can see.
for yourself. I worship Him.
I worship Him.
Just want to tell.
Remember the numbers 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am so honored to have my other mother on here to come on here and give a word from the God. You have to understand this is emotional for me because she's like a mother to me. And to be able to hear her teach the word of God is phenomenal. So get ready, get your pens, your paper, get your Bible, because she got a word from the Lord that's going to bless you on today. Minister Thomas, are you there?
Yes, praise God.
Good morning, Ooh, good morning. The floor is yours. Let God use you like I already know He's going to. And again, thank you. I'm excited. I'm going on mute. They ready. They ready.
Amen, 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 praise God. I just thank God for being able to come on today. This has been a request for almost a year for me. But at the same time, you know when God knows when it's time, and it's time today, amen. I'm going to talk a little bit, and I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it, about how often we have an issue that keeps reoccurring in a place and we blame the enemy. First of all, we blame the enemy for every little thing. We have a situation in our life that come through, and then we just decide that the devil did it, or the devil made us do it, or he was the corporate of everything. We kind of give the enemy a lot of credit where it's not due, because half of the things that we do or we see is because of us. Now, I don't know about you, but because of these little things, I feel like I need a breakthrough from some of this stuff. It says, in our choice, we believe that our breakthrough is based on God shocking the devil and shaking him loose from our problems. So we pray that God would just take over and that he would just take over the issue. In other words, we want a microwavable God. Our thing is that we can go to him and we say, God, we need this fixed. And while we're sitting in the middle of the thing, or while we're still doing a thing, we feel like that it's okay to just ask God to move on our behalf, even though we are not trying to do anything different. We believe that someday the breakthrough will come, but there's not, we're doing nothing different. We're showing no progress. We're attaching ourselves to the same people, and we're acting and reacting the same way. So as we react and as we do things, then we're not showing any honesty towards what we ask God to do. We become predictable to the enemy. I hear a lot of people say, and I see this on Facebook on a regular basis, when I got up, the devil got nervous. Well, I'm here to tell you today, honestly, he really has no reason to be, because we can't, because we come at the same, with the same game every day. We're attaching ourselves to the same thing every day. The attack daily doesn't even have to come, because the devil has already said she got up. She's done the same thing every day. She going to do the same thing every day. She not changing anything in her life. So therefore, why should I be nervous? Because by the time the clock strikes 12 in the middle of the afternoon, she going to be done cuss them out. By the time the clock strikes 12 in the middle of the afternoon, she going to be done went outside of her more. She's going to pray this morning, and she's going to ask for food this evening. She's not going to do the things of God, because this is not in her habits. This is not what she normally does. So how should she get a breakthrough? How should anything change in her life? But I stopped by this women's empowerment this morning to say we must have, if you got to have a title, let me just give it to you like this. You must be an active participant in your own breakthrough. When you want something to stop or something to change when it comes to God, you have to be an active participant in your own breakthrough. You shouldn't be sitting back saying, you know what, God gonna fix it. God gonna change it. Faith without works is dead. We can't do anything without knowing who we're working for. We have to do the things that he tells us to do in order to get what we want to get. You know, when I looked up the word breakthrough, I began to look at this thing, and this wasn't even the right, this wasn't even a main definition, but it was a definition that I liked. And it says, an offensive military assault that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line. I wanted to look at the fact that, first of all, offensive. I got to wake up every morning putting on the armor of God, putting on the clothes that I know that's going to protect my heart, that's going to protect my mind, the things that are going to protect my family. I got to cover my household. I got to cover my name. I got to cover the things that God would have me to honestly do for myself, because he already gave a direction and told me how to do these things. Amen. And then it says that penetrates and carries beyond the defensive line. The devil ought to be scared, because he ought to be scared I'm coming for him. Not because he came for me. I shouldn't wait until he gets there in order to start doing a thing. Well, I'm going to give y'all a little example of some stuff. We're going to go to 2 Kings 4:1. And I'm probably going to about the seventh verse, but I'm going to explain this thing, because it says that this was a situation with a woman that, because of the way they didn't give her name, but because of the way they described her, I knew she had some importance and some clout. She was a woman that somebody knew about, that something that she was of a collective group of people. Why? Because when men back in the day had some clout, they were they had land, they had livestock, they had status, they had family names. But when women had some clout, she had a husband, she had sons, and she had access to God. So this woman, it says, now there cried a certain woman of wives. So she was in a collective group of sons. She was in an important group of prophets. She was in a group where they recognized and reverenced God. And she came unto Elijah saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. What was she saying? Now I got an issue. I got a problem. I got some past stuff that was great, but now my future ain't looking so well, because I got some stuff that needs to be fixed. Because now they don't see me like they used to see me anymore. They don't see the things that made me important anymore. I'm not the same person anymore. And because of that, my children going to suffer behind that. Let me see. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. And it said, thou knowest that thy servant did fear God. She said, look, wait a minute. Hold up. Now, God, you might, it might be a thing back there that I had, and I might be in this position right now, but I fear God. So I reverence God. I serve him. I love him. I know who he is. See, sometimes we got to get to a place where we got to say, you know what, God, I'm going to give you back your stuff. I'm going to give you back your word. I'm going to get, because I'm in an issue right now. I'm in a circumstance right now. I can't do it by myself. This is the law. This is the thing that has to be done. But you can control and change minds. Only you can fix hearts. Only you can put me in a place that I need to be. And it says, and the creditor is come to take upon him my two children to be bondmen. Now, they're going to go from being in the high class to being a slave. Now you go, now because I don't have what I used to have, or I can't do what I used to do, you're going to put me on the bottom burner. Now because I'm not, the clout that I had over my head is not the same, then people want to move me to another status. They want to claim, they want to call me by the person that I am now, and I know who I am, but they want to call me by the person that I used to be. We got to get to a point where we stop letting people put names on us, where we stop letting people put things on our back, where we stop letting them control the atmosphere around us. Because when we know God, there's somebody always there to call on. Because when we know God, there's somebody always there to change our status or to change our mood or to change our ways, to get rid of the old past. Amen? And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? See, because when you really know God, you can give him back his word, and you can give him back everything that he's given you. And you could tell him, Lord, I know you said because you love me that you would do this. I know you said because I am your child that you would do this. I know that you called me to be the prince that I am. You gave me authority over some things on the earth. You gave me some authority to call on your name. I can call you at any time and you'll answer. So God, when I call you, if I'm living what you told me to live, the question should be, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? Elijah asked her, what does she have in her house? Some of us, God is asking us, what do you have in your house? What have you stored up? What have you acted like? What have you been like? What are you talking? Who are you talking to? Are you in the will of God? Are you doing the things that God told you to do? Are you obeying the word? Are you just reading it? Are you reading the word? Are you even studying? Are you doing what I asked you to do? Are you in the place where you could hear from me? And she said, thy handmaiden has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. I don't have nothing but what my husband left and gave me. I don't have nothing but the word that I put in, that I read this morning. I don't have nothing, God, to stand on this right here except for what you've given me. I don't have anything, God, except for what you've allowed me to flow through. I don't have anything, God, except for what the preacher preached on Sunday. I don't have anything, God, except for the Bible study that I did. But, God, this is what I have. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. He said, look, get everything that you could get from me. Get everything that God has to offer you. Sometimes we skip things. So I just skipped that Bible study. It might have been a word in it for you. I just skipped that talk this morning. It might have been something given for you. I just, you know, sometimes we miss out on the things that God has for us by just not gathering in the right thing, by being in the wrong place at the wrong time, talking to the wrong people when we have a problem. Our issues, we lay them on the table. Instead of getting a breakthrough, you're going to get a heartache, because most of the time you're going to just get nothing out of the whole circumstance. You opened your mouth and gave all your business to somebody just for absolutely no reason, and they can't do nothing about it. I think you need to start talking to somebody who can make, who can hear from God, or who can get a move in, who can actually do the things that God has called them to do. And this woman decided she would talk to Elijah because she knew that he had a direct connection. It says, "And thou shalt go in and shut the door upon thee and upon thy son, and pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." He said, look, sometimes you got to go in. I used to hear my grandmother talk about going in. And what she meant by going in is this. She had to pray. She had to fast. She had to lay on her face. She had to call on God. She had to shut her door. She shut everything that didn't live in the house outside of the house so that she could get a direct reaction from God, so she could give God exactly what she had, and so that she could receive from him exactly what he had to give. Sometimes you got to get by yourself. You got to make it about you and your family at the moment. Sometimes you got to be a little selfish with God in order to get a breakthrough. You got to do the things that God has called you to do in order to get a breakthrough. You got to go in order to get a breakthrough. She went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and they brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. See, because once she closed that door, everything that she had to dump it. Some of us hold on to a baggage that we've been having for years. Everything that we got riding on that one thing. Everything that we got is called, everything that's in us is causing us to act out the way we are. Everything on the inside is coming out, and it's not being the thing that God has called us to be. We can't get a breakthrough because we can't get rid of old baggage. We're afraid to lose friends. We're afraid to lose family. We're afraid to lose positions. We're afraid to lose jobs. We're afraid to lose the things that we have in order to gain what God had planned for us to get. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said unto her, "There's no vessel more. Once I have poured out my baggage, I've dumped my stuff on God. I've given him all that there is. There is no more to give. I have talked to God. I've stuck with him. I did the things that he called me to do. I followed instructions." See, the first thing is we don't know how to obey. We don't want to follow instructions. God give us an instruction through the man of God, or God give us instruction through the woman of God, and we don't want to listen. We don't want to stop what we're doing to get into what God would have us to do in order to be the people that he called us to be. So this is the thing. Obedience comes with your breakthrough. You got to do something to get this thing. It says, and the oil stayed. See, because once you get it from God, you ain't got to worry about losing it, dropping it, throwing it. It's going to be that good to you to where you don't want it to go no more. You'll be able to take care of the different things that you got in your baggage. Is it saying that we won't go through anything? Not at all. It's just saying that you won't go through it alone. You will have the joy of the Lord. You will have peace of mind. You will be able to do the things that God has called you to do, and you will see and reap the benefit from it. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil." Now, let me tell you something about this sell the oil thing. When I do get my breakthrough, when stuff does happen, my breakthrough, I need it to show from the inside out. Everything that God has put in me, it should come out on the outside. I should be able to show and shine like, I should be able to shine like God done oiled me on the outside, because everything he poured on the inside, everything that results to love and kindness and patience, those things should come out of me. Because this is what God has put in me. And pay the debt. Pay thy debt. He said, pay thy debt. Now, what does that mean? That breakthrough was never for me in the first place. God always wanted to give it to me because he knew it was for somebody else. In order to get the things that I need, after I get the things that I need to be able to pass them on. Those things don't just belong to me, because I go from glory to glory. So the next thing would be just to get that thing and give it to somebody else. because you go through it so somebody else cannot go through it. Amen. You go through it so that somebody else can make it through, so that you can walk them through it, so that you can talk to them. Being selfish with the things of God is not the way that God intended for us to be. Because in order for them to get saved, live holy, and do the things of God, that we got to give them something to work with you. And live thou and thy sons of the rest. Because when I do this, no more will I suffer in that area. My breakthrough come through. Now I can live on this. I can use it as a testimony. I can talk about it and not cry. I can deal with the strain and the stress that I had before and not have to go through it alone. I can know that God has me. And everything that people might talk about, because people are going to bring up your past. But everything that people might talk about, I can put that on the back burner, because now I know who I am. I have become who God called me to be, and I'll be working on that thing from now to forever. Amen? But let me give you this. I got 8 points here, and these points are, the first one is acknowledge the issue. The one thing this lady had to do was she said, look here, wait a minute, hold up. Something done happened and it ain't good. I got to acknowledge the fact that here it is. This is where I am in my life right now, and I need to go on and get something done about this thing. When you got an issue in your life, stop letting it fester. Because what we do is we put tape on a place where we needed stitches. We put Band-Aids on a place where we needed stitches. When we needed to get something fixed, we don't really go to God right. We happy that it's closed up and it's not bleeding no more. But at the same time, we carry it around like it's a sad sore. Amen. Number two, persistent prayer brings breakthrough. You got to be persistent with your prayer. You got to know that God is going to answer you. And you got to talk to him in a relationship. God wants your relationship. He don't want to be sitting up, you call on him when you need him, and then all the rest of the time he never hears from you. You know, I got friends that I hear from every blue moon, and the thing is, according to what type of friend they've been in my life, is according to how fast I'm going to answer the phone or what I'm going to do when I answer the phone. Number three, fast until something happens. Sometimes we got to give up some things. In your habits that you have, if they're not good habits, sometimes you got to drop those habits for a moment. Sometimes you got to push away that plate for a moment. Sometimes your social media got to go on strike for a minute. Sometimes the TV got to go off and the children got to be quiet. Sometimes you got to pull things together so that you can have what God intended for you to have and be who he called you to be. If you can't fast from one thing, you got to fast from another. Some people don't eat every day, so fasting from food don't hurt them at all. But if they got, if it's something that's in their life that's taking more precedence over God, they got to fix that thing. So sometimes we just got to let go of those things that mean so much to us for a moment just to see who God is. Number four, faith actions. Faith is the next thing. And actions show that you believe your own hype. See, God want to know that you believe what you're talking about. He want to know that you believe in him to the point where you just know that this is going to happen, that things are going to change. He might not give you everything you want, but when he does change them, you got to trust him enough to know that in faith, to know that whatever it is that he does about the situation, it's about God and it's going to be good. Number five, align your life with the word of God. This lady, she made it known that she served God, that her husband was a man of God, and the oil flows down. So if her husband was a man of God, then she's a woman of God, and her children were under her. They had to be men of God as well. So she put that alignment in her life. Look at this, Lord. This is the way the oil flows in my house. I got to be the woman of God that I'm called to be. My children have to be the godly children that they're called to be. I have to pray over them, and the actions might not look the same for them at the moment, but if I keep praying, if I keep fasting, I know that God is going to do something in my life. Amen. Then the number seven, repent, because you must leave the sin to live in the glory. You got to let go of some of this stuff that you know ain't right by God. I don't care how old you get. I don't care how saved you get. I don't care how much you think you know. I don't care who you are in a scholar. I don't care how much education that you come across. There is still something in your life that you can work on when it comes to God. There's still something in your life that you need to do to change the habit that you have. So when you see a thing that ain't like God, you got to repent from that. Leave it alone so you can see the glory of God. I think I kind of skipped one, but we're gonna say this one anyway, just in case I didn't. Forgiveness releases the pain of the heart. You got to be able to forgive, not just other people, but yourself as well. Sometimes we get so hard-hearted because we've done some things in our life and we just don't feel like we have a pickup that God can use or work with. We feel like because we haven't done everything that we're supposed to, that we are in a place where we can't be forgiven. You still here? God can work on you the same. You just got to want to be forgiven and you got to want to change. Then last but not least, watch God work. Sometimes it just take a little while to stand still. If I prayed about it and I gave it to God, I just have to be still. Sometimes I have to keep my mouth closed so I don't tell nobody else. Sometimes I have to be still and be in the Word on a regular basis so that I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm receiving from God. Sometimes I have to just wait on an answer or wait on a transformation because, see, while we're waiting, we think nothing is going on, but God is working on the mind of someone else. He's working on the heart of someone else. He's working on the situation that we have at hand. He might even be working on you, but you got to sit still and allow him to do so. So in this thing that I'm telling you today, you have to be an active participant in your own breakthrough. Everything that God has done and will do for you is in the plan. But you need to be an active participant in your own breakthrough. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on here. Can you say those points one more time, woman of God, before I pray for you?
What, ma'am, what did you want?
What did you say? Points you said, can you say that one more time for him?
The point?
Yes, ma'am.
Acknowledge the issue. Persistent prayer brings breakthrough. Fast until something happens. Action shows that you believe your own hype. Align your life with the Word of God. Forgiveness releases pain of the heart. Repent because you must leave the sin to live in the glory. Then watch God work. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, I ask you to give back what your child gave out to your people. Bless it from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Anything that she want to desire, Lord, I'm asking you to have your way in her life. I'm asking you for favor for her and her family. The season of open door. Whatever she desires to do, I ask you to grant her wish in the name of Jesus. Continue to guide her in the way you want her to go and not the way she wants to go. Continue to be able to touch who she needs to touch when they need to be touched spiritually. And continue to bless her. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Minister Thomas, how can people get in contact with you if they want to hear a word from you or if they want you to come out and speak? How they can they contact you to get you to, you know, to come say a word or two or just hear, come to your church and visit?
Amen. I am at Resurrection Church. We're located at 14503 Thelma North Houston Road and Suite 220. That zip code is 77014. The phone number there, 281-580-9700, under the direction of Bishop H.G. Handy. And my number is 832-887-1831. We have two services. And one is at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, And we also have Bible study, as a matter of fact, tonight, 7 p.m. on Thursday. So drop in, drop by. We'll be glad to have you in Jesus' name.
Do y'all have do y'all go live for a church and Bible study as well?
We had that before because of the pandemic. Of course, everybody pretty much was going live. And we are about to get back on that again. We haven't been doing the Bible study live, no ma'am. But we can do some things and send you some footage of our Bible study. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We would love to share. We would love to share on Worldwide Gospel on Facebook because we're big on supporting each other.
Absolutely.
Again, thank you so much, Apostles, and I definitely appreciate it. What a word this morning. I tagged it to your page, so if you want to go back and listen or if you want to share it so everybody can hear what you delivered this morning, such a phenomenal word this morning. And again, thank you so very much for coming on.
All right.
All right, well, you have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that I love you. Y'all, I'm excited because this is my other mom. She came on here and cut up a little bit. She ain't show out too bad, but she cut up. So I thank her and honor her for coming on and doing what
Amen.
She do best, and that's talking about God. You guys have a
Amen.
Blessed and phenomenal day. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
There's a miracle in this room. With my name on it, there's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a prayer. Praise on it. Nobody put a praise on it.
praise. I've been in church all my life. I can control it. And the weight of glory fell so heavy on me, I start doing what we call a Baptist fit. But wait a minute. Before I can think about it, the Lord said you just gave me a Christmas praise. I said, what in the world is that? He said, you know on Christmas, the parents pile all of the gifts under the tree. And you open them and you're like, oh, thank you, mama. Oh, thank you, mama. And then after all the gifts gone, they say, go out the door. And it's something out there major with a big red bow on it. And you forget about thank you, mama. And you just go, I want somebody to give God a Christmas praise. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because we've been praising him for the stuff that's under the tree. But God said, I got something outside that you can't even imagine. Somebody ought to give God a Christmas present.
Thank you. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the cause of all that you brought me through. Everything I survived is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen, amen. One of my, I love that song. So grateful. Remember Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future." Stand on the word of God. I know it's hard. Trust me. Nobody is untouchable. Nobody is perfect. Everyone has been through things. But what we must understand is to continue to push through. So all this is just to test your faith. It's not easy being saved. It's not easy when you surrender to God. If anybody tell you it's easy, y'all better not tell you the truth. And apostles on here are going to tell you the truth. And every man or woman of God on here is going to tell you the truth. It's not easy. People are so quick to try to get titles. But titles come with more demons. Titles come with more time on your knees. How can you pray for someone if you don't pray for yourself? You have to have that one-on-one relationship with God as well to teach somebody about a one-on-one relationship with God. You can't tell them to walk in it if you're not walking in it. Come on, somebody. How can you tell me you understand? If you haven't been in their shoes before, you can have sympathy for them, but you would never understand if you haven't been there before. Stop worrying about what everybody else think of you and focus on what God called you to be, not what they think you should be. Keep pushing. Keep trusting God. And day by day to get better. Hold on to his loving hand. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Remember that. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple to surrender to God. Lift your hands up and say, "Here I am, God. I need you. I cannot do this without you." And trust me, he will be right there. He's always there. Get somewhere and spend that one-on-one time with him, just you and him. No phone, no TV, no computer, no kids, no husband, no wife. Just you and him. And talk to him like I'm talking to you. You don't have to speak in tongues or know all 66 books of the Bible. No. He wants your trueness. Talk to him like I'm talking to you. He hears you. He loves you. And he can put his loving arms around you. Don't give up, people of God. Even though the world is in chaos, don't give up. People are counting on you. So what, they call you the black sheep? It's okay. But God called you his child. You're a royal priesthood. Don't fold. If you need to talk, call us up here. If you need to hear a word, email us. If you just need some blessed oil, let us know. We'll bring it if you're in the Houston area, or we will mail it to you. No problem. But do not give up. Keep pushing through. Stand on his word. It will get better. It won't get better overnight, but day by day, it will get better. God loves you. He never left you. As I said this morning from Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's word. You don't have to question that, because he will. Hold on. Your time is coming. Hold on. God loves you. Hold on. And don't worry about it. Why worry if you're not going to trust God? Remember, he's there. He's not going anywhere. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went out into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Woo.
nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater. No matter where you look, the way you go.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please, again, I need you. Lord, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Yes, God, I need you.
Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my like the sound of the symphony to my ear, like holy water on my skin. Yeah. Oh.
Dead men walk and play to sin. I wanna know about being born again.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 What a wonderful song. Remember, we're here if you need us. 563-999-3628. Also, if you need the blessed oil, you can go on World with Gospel Connection on Facebook, message me, and I will definitely mail it to you if you're not in Houston, or if you're in Houston, I can bring it to you. It's not the oil, it's your faith in God. But if you need the extra, we got you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Excuse me. Here, we believe in iron and sharpening its iron. We're big on support. That's what we're supposed to do for one another. We're supposed to be here to uplift and encourage when we need it. Nobody's bigger than the next. Bishops, pastors, apostles, evangelists, ministers, all need encouragement because they're praying for you as well as themselves. Remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That should be one of your main to-go scriptures. The fight is not easy. I say this all the time. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. He still loves you. He's right there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going anywhere. He's just waiting on that yes from you. That one-on-one time with just you and him. I say this all the time. You don't have to speak in tongues, you know, all 66 books of the Bible. Just say, God, I'm here. You know what the overcomer scripture we say is on here? And if you don't, it's Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can just say, here I am, God, I'm ready. Talk to him. He's always right there. He didn't go anywhere. He's just waiting on you. He's not aggressive. He's not going to force himself on you. He gives you a choice. You can either go right or you can go left. You have a choice. But what's going on in the world right now, time is winding down. The old people used to say all the time in church when I was growing up, God is on his way back. God is on his way back. We're young. We didn't truly understand that. But now that I'm older, I get it. He is literally on his way back. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. It's true. So if the Son sets you free, you're truly free. That's John 8:36. You know, like I say all the time, you don't have to know the entire Bible, but start somewhere to learn something. Don't worry about what they call you. Don't focus on what they think. Focus on what God called you. Focus on what he think of you. Remember, man will leave you. They will be there for only so much time. They will be there to see if they can get out of you sometime. And then you have some people that will push and encourage you to get where you need to be. Find somebody that will pray on you. P-R-A-Y, not pray, P-R-E-Y. It's a big difference. Nobody's perfect. If they tell you they are, they're lying to you. You have the opportunity to surrender your life to Christ. If you don't have a church, you can definitely join us on the Abba House on Facebook. Sundays at 10:15 on Facebook Live, and Tuesdays at 7:15, Facebook Live. Our building is in the making. So continue to pray for Apostle and I for favor. And you're definitely welcome to come and join us when we get the building. Trust me, we're going to let everybody know because it's going to be a praise breakthrough. It's changing of the guards right now. It's time to shift. No longer you can play and ride the fence. Time out for that. COVID showed all of us that. Tomorrow is not promised to nobody. But what is promised to you is the word of God. He will tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Get on somebody that's going to teach you the right way. Give you three good keys to go by. Get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. two, find your church home. Visit a couple of churches. Mask up and sanitize your hands because COVID is still out there. Or go online and visit a couple. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they're walking in the word. If they're not walking in what they're preaching, sweetheart, don't be there. Don't be there. Go where you need to go, where you can get fed, fully fed, not pacify you. Pacify time is over. In this season, we can't afford it. And again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. We are here to encourage and inspire and uplift you. And hold on. The storm won't last. The rainbow will shine soon. Keep pushing and know that we are here. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day and talk to you soon.
Away. lifted me. You've lifted me. And I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Lift your hands and give God praise. Come on, he's a lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me. Hey! Why?
When I fell,
you kill me.
When I
Lord, you strengthen me.
You strengthen me.
When I